This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. Back again, baby.
Yes.
Kurt's still on the West Coast dancing for Jews. We know that. Mm-hmm. We know where he is dancing for the West Coast Jews. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me, Lindsay. I can say that. We got a packed house in here, so let's go around the table and introduce everybody. Kate.
Hi. I'm Kate.
Thank you. That was all right to the point. Tell the people what you do.
I do comedy modeling and,
Thank you, Kate. Nah, people say models don't talk and they don't know how to speak. They don't speak. Joshua?
It's Josh Carter, your favorite biracial comedian.
There we go.
Back here up at Stand Up New York. I just moved to Prospect Heights.
Thank you.
So I'm back in rich Brooklyn.
First of all, calm down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Second of all, now I'm the fans know where to go to stab you.
Okay.
So you moved into the place you was talking about?
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. I won the apartment lottery.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Pretty sweet. I actually didn't think, I thought that I was like disqualified, but then like 2 years later, I came off the wait list. It was like a big surprise. And now I'm just like happy as fuck. Nothing could get me upset.
Okay. You know? Well, we'll test that theory, Josh. We'll test the fuck out of that. Willie?
Hey, what's up? This is Willie Jackson, man. Comedian, actor, writer.
Yes, your first time on the show, right?
Yeah, this is my first time, man. I heard a lot about this thing.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I'm here for it. I'm here.
All right, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome. Lindsay?
Hi, it's Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay is a friend of mine. Me and Lindsay have been friends for a long time.
Here we go.
She works in corporate America, first of all.
Corporate America.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I look like this.
I get the ensemble, yeah.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
She's getting promotion after promotion. Ah, the white women.
Well,
they get what they want. She looked
like she work in HR or something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
I do.
See, yeah, I nailed it.
I'm accurate.
Willie is coming in, hitting the ball in play.
I got to give you
You know
some
how many
props.
Times I've been fired by people wearing the same thing? I know an HR.
Sorry.
When I...
From all of us. Sorry.
Yeah, she's HR, right? And if getting people fired. Karen?
Hi, it's me, Karen.
Oh, white daughter.
Model, actress, comedian, daughter, mother.
Yes.
Of Are no you one.
A jack of all spades and a master of none.
I was like, really?
Yeah, so there's a packed house in here. There's a lot going on. First of all, I want to get down. Willie, where you grew up? Where you from?
Staten Island,
born and raised?
New York, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the Wu-Tang documentary?
That was fire.
Yeah, it was
that
fire.
That was fire.
It's mandatory watching in Staten Island.
I'll watch it. I saw you got a Wu-Tang street. I saw they put the...
that sign ain't there no more.
What?
Really?
Yeah, somebody stole it?
24 hours.
That just popped up on my newsfeed.
Like.
It's already gone?
Yeah.
Damn. Really?
The funny thing is, that sign, like, it's Wu-Tang District, is on the worst corner in, like, all of New York.
Well, that's fitting.
Like,
right?
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah, if it was on the best corner, I'd be like this. What the fuck is the mayor doing?
I'm like...
Park Avenue is now Old Dirty Bastard Road? That ain't right. That can't be right.
The crazy thing is, like, you know, when they rename these streets, normally there's, like, some sort of politicians there for the pictures.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
None of that.
And then when they put the sign up, it was just some dude that climbed the pole and took the thing off. I was like, oh, this is the ghetto
shit.
This is Wu-Tang.
Because we used to do that back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Still the sign.
I never heard it. This went totally under the white radar.
Oh,
like,
you never
I didn't know.
You knew about
this.
It's a Wu-Tang anniversary, first of all. It's like 25
years.
Like 25. I just saw the documentary and it was amazing.
Wait, what's it on?
It's
Showtime.
Okay, I got
you.
It's like,
I watched
it's
a
like
Jesus and Mero interview with them, and then that's when I was like, "Oh right, I meant to watch that." And then I watched it, and
it's a good documentary.
I seen Method Man yesterday.
It's
at the gym. Yeah,
that's how Staten Island. You saw Method Man yesterday?
Yeah, at the gym. Yeah, like every other day.
Do those niggas ever leave the island?
We went to yoga together.
No. We don't work out. He's normally leaving when I get there. Like it's not even.
Wait, what gym?
You sound so rich, right?
I'm just wondering what gym Method Man works. That is it a Planet Fitness?
No, he don't go to Planet Fitness. He go to LA Fitness.
LA Fitness.
Yeah, that's bougie.
They have LA Fitness in New York?
Yeah.
Well, if Method Man goes there, okay, and he just says Staten Island.
That's true. All right.
Do you need a subway map?
All right, I got the point.
So Staten Island. So what, you went to high school and everything, Staten Island?
Yeah, I went to high school there.
How many times you got stabbed?
No, I'm not from that Staten Island.
Okay, well, you near Cromwell? Where you at?
That's for you. You know your Staten Island.
I know New York, baby. I'm from here now. I'm bald in Cromwell.
I'm from Manners Harbor Projects, which is like, it's like the ghetto 2.0. Like, it's bad, but not during the daytime. You
okay.
know what I mean? Like, it's cool in the day. But
so everybody get off the streets, and when the sun drop, when the sun come down, all the motherfuckers closing their shutters.
Yeah, you need to.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Susan Wagner High School for 3 years, and then I transferred to Benjamin Banneker Academy in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an all-black high school. I never seen nothing like that, because for 3 years, I went to a racist high school.
In Staten Island?
Yeah.
Oh, the Dirty Wops was in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it dirty different. Italians. Yeah. Those goddamn Mediterranean monkeys.
At least then they grew up and then they were cool.
Say it again?
At least then all those racist Italians grew up to be normal, cool citizens.
No. Quiet daughter.
Right?
I think real life just kicked their ass.
Huh?
I think real life just kicked their ass after high school.
Yeah, they figured it was like this. Oh shit, the enemy's not the Negro. The enemy's everybody else.
Exactly.
Don't they become cops?
They got to learn.
The firefighters?
Some are, but that's only a small percentage. Yeah. You know how many niggas you don't see? They don't come around. They don't come to Manhattan, first of all.
I don't come there.
So you went there. So was a lot of fights in that? It was a lot of racial fights in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you come to the right place, nigga.
Blacks against the Albanians. That was freshman
year. That was a special summer, huh?
That's so specific. Wait,
and then why the Albanians and the blacks jump off?
Somebody tried to talk to an Albanian girl. They really wanted to.
Oh, I once had beef with an Albanian over a girl once.
Oh, you don't talk to asses.
Oh,
you don't talk to
butts.
Albanian pussy like that.
Ain't
you
the Kardashians?
Alone.
What's the Kardashians? They one of those dirty slobs.
They're Armenian. They're Armenian.
Okay,
Armenian.
I don't separate those fucking rice eaters. That's all I had. they love rice. Fuck them. So some girl had a big butt. They tried to fucking a black dude.
Somebody tried to holler at her.
But were any Albanian dudes banging black girls?
Nah, that's like sacrilegious to them. No, I never even heard thought
of
that.
Oh, to the guys?
To Albanian dudes, yeah.
They look down on us like that, huh?
Damn. I never even heard of that. That's just
They didn't even look at us like people, huh?
I don't think so.
That's a, yeah.
He's just good at
that. Ain't right.
He's just the point guard. That's it. He's basketball. That's it.
They don't mix it up. So when he tried to mix it up, it was a real West Side Story situation?
Yeah, and it's like, nobody really knew what was going on at first, but you knew which side you was on.
Right.
And then this shit, you got the story after the fight, because everybody in the school was fighting.
Yeah, so just punching faces.
Yeah.
And what was like the Chinese kids going to do?
They was doing math.
Yeah, they wasn't even involved in that shit.
Yeah.
They was not involved in that fucking street violence.
They were doing my math.
It was like, fuck that.
You never saw any karate come out, because they too busy studying.
No, hell no. Karate don't work, man.
You have a point. Because I remember,
if you piss me off, I'm not going to sit there and wait for you to take your shoes off and put a robe on. Fuck no, we fighting. Get the hell out of here.
Remember when the Guardian Angels were really big?
Yo,
like huge. They used to be the Guardian Angels used to be huge, and they all was like doing karate. There was like a.
Like a Hell's Angels of karate.
It's probably not karate, maybe kung fu.
But they was doing some type of martial arts and defending the New York City streets. And they had berets, red berets.
With the red.
Yeah.
And I remember this one dude supposed to have been like a nice, he's supposed to have been nice with his as far as Guardian Angels. And a big dude in my neighborhood was like this. I'll give you $5 if I knock you out.
I'll give you $5 if I knock you out.
Yeah. And he was like, they took the challenge because this dude was all karate. It was a whole bunch of Guardian Angels. This dude did a couple kicks. My man, who just probably got out of prison recently, I was like 8 when I saw it, punched this motherfucker. His beret flew this way. It was feathers. Remember they had a feather in the thing? His feather came down like a cartoon and rested on his sleeping face.
That's funny. That is hilarious, because they were big during like 4th of July when everybody was out during the summer.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
classic.
That's
some hood shit.
Yeah, that sounds like a classic.
That's old school New York.
Story.
And it was a fucking Spike Lee movie ending to it.
Guardian Angel sounds like someone who teaches retarded kids.
You got the Guardian Angels, you got the Black Israelites. These are all the native Brooklynite
the Black
groups.
Israelites.
You remember the Black Israelites?
Yeah, they sell out there screaming at white people.
They're rarely.
They're not in Times Square how they used to be. They used to be in Times Square just fucking preaching and screaming at white people.
They're in all your local gyms.
I used to go down there with potato chips like that.
Just
watch.
Just
man.
Watch. Yeah. Yeah.
White devil. This dude's like this. I'm an accountant. I'm like,
you can't go into a Synergy Fitness without running into 12 black Israelites who are dying to tell you why you're wrong.
Yes.
As a little, good. That's how I heard of Little Kim. They had all these pictures of Little Kim like in her pants. This is the devil's music.
Oh, from the Israelites?
Yeah, the black Israelites.
You
had
are
it.
Really so half
everything.
White. That's how half
no,
white
no,
you
I
are.
Was, I was very young at the time. It was like when we were walking through
this
Fulton
was
Mall.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, downtown Brooklyn. It was heavy down there, yeah.
Yeah, are they still down there?
I haven't been down there in years.
I haven't seen Probably them as not. Much. I don't see them as much.
Well, no one goes to Fulton Mall now. Now that the Barclays Center is open with that huge mall right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, downtown Brooklyn is completely different now.
But they got a new mall. Like, but the Albee Square is another mall.
They still
mall
have
now.
Albee Square, but like,
but it's a different mall.
I haven't even walked down there.
It's a different mall now. They build a different thing down there.
Yeah, it's different.
They still got Junior's Cheesecake there. That's the best thing.
I don't even think we allow down there no more. Kate says she lived down the block. This is different.
That's right. It's different. It's different. Our favorite Starbucks is right there where that dude got shot.
No, my bank calls me and they're like, I saw that your card was done in Brooklyn. Like, did somebody steal it? Okay.
She's like, no, I just wanted a muffin. What the fuck?
Speaking of black neighborhoods, Lindsay grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yes. Thank sure you. Did.
Sure fucking did.
Sure did.
Yeah, no no racial tensions in high school over there, huh?
Oh, my God.
Because y'all have to bus them in the fucking Avon.
Oh,
attack.
No, we had busing. I grew up in Avon. Okay. And we had the busing program. It was actually Avon on This American Life. We were the problem.
Oh, really? No, we Avon's have, where? Where's Avon?
It's right outside of Hartford. Like, it used to be Hartford before, like, you know, the northern side. Like, it was, we have Avon, Simsbury, West Hartford. Hartford and Farmington, and they were all Hartford, and then white people were like, no, I'm going to call this Farmington.
They broke it up.
Knows
yeah, they broke up that evil monopoly they had over there in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so now Hartford has like pigeons falling out of the rafters, and we're like, well, six of you can come to our school if you'd like to and sit at your own table.
So they bus people into the school?
It was wild,
was
yeah.
Was it black, Spanish? What kids came in?
I mean, yeah, everybody was black.
Yeah. And did anybody throw stuff at the bus?
No, everybody was like, everybody so kind of like hung out, whatever.
It was cool?
Yeah. Like, I mean, my sister, so like my year was the first year that they did it, and I was a junior the first year. And then, so like, it just kind of happened. And for us, it was just kind of like, all right, new kids. You know, I was a new kid my freshman year. And
right.
It just felt like new kids. By my sister's year, like Tanika was like really proud. Like, she was going to Hartford. My mom was like, I'm going to pick you up at 7.
I could tell.
We didn't bus kids in. We had
we did,
kids
yeah,
in
we did
town.
The full we wrong had, thing. We did the worst
we
thing.
We have, actually, Greenwich is quite diverse. And yes. If you were to look at it. But
it is.
We did have some.
But it's diverse because everybody's rich?
No, I mean, we have three different projects in Greenwich that, you know, there's a very diverse selection of
I
people.
I didn't know. Where's the projects in Greenwich?
Yeah. So there's one down by Porchester. There's one in mid-Greenwich right down by, like, you know, town on off Greenwich Avenue. And then there's one in Old Greenwich.
Really?
Wait, yeah. What do the projects look like in Connecticut? They're not
beautiful.
Brick buildings.
So, I'll tell you. So they're definitely, you can tell the differences between them. You know, like.
From what, the houses.
Right. So where the West Greenwich one is there's definitely like more crime there. It's lower income. And then middle Greenwich
like
is like a little bit different. And then old Greenwich, you're kind of like, is this actually a project? Because it just seems like a condo association.
Is it just like, could you tell because the sign's up that says welcome to so-and-so house?
No, you just, I mean, you grow up there. You know where it is. But are there racial tensions? Absolutely. I was a freshman when there was the yearbook incident.
Slow down. Don't bury the lead, goddammit. What was the yearbook incident? And please say nigger and not the N-word. And continue.
You know what I'm talking about.
What happened?
So my freshman year, there were graduates from my high school who you have your yearbooks where you do your quotes and, you know, everybody puts everybody's initials and blah, 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 and all this stuff. So the school found out that there were 5 individuals of the graduating high school class that in their You know, what they write underneath their pictures spelled out.
What? Spelled out what?
I
this is the place for it now.
You need to know.
Kill all niggers.
What, like the words spelled
so
it out?
So it was kill and then all, and then somebody wrote N, and then somebody wrote GG, and the last person wrote ERS, and it was...
Wait, I don't understand.
Oh, so they just put just
letters. Like under each letter, you write somebody's like... initials. For instance, like yeah. I would be like, thank you, JC, for Josh Carter. Right.
Oh, shit.
So it all of a sudden came out that these people wrote this. And when I say it was undoubtedly the one of the worst experiences of my entire life to see a community that you have grown up in and loved and never in a million years would you think that this would touch a place like this.
Yeah.
It was, first of all, it was frightening. Right. And second of all, it was incredibly saddening because you grow up in a community of people that like you think this would never happen.
Now what happened
Newsweek covered
really,
it.
What are you saying?
Because she said it was so frightening. I'm like, yeah, them niggas turned the heat up.
There was like riots.
Kill
like,
all niggas?
Oh, so who rioted? All the projects?
In our high school, the way that the school was set up is you had a square acre student center. Right. It was all open and you had houses,
that
right? On each side. It was huge. And all of a sudden it was like a race war.
So it was black kids in the school and white kids in the school. And
they
what?
Were just
scrapping?
Oh my God, beating the shit out of each other.
Wow.
People were told to
How
leave
about the
school.
Kids who wrote that? I want to see what they got.
Well, they were on the cover of Newsweek. They could,
got a day off school? What
Karen,
a paradise.
Pull that up.
You
no,
what?
It was at the end
I don't
of
remember
school.
This.
Have you what seen them it? On Facebook? Where
Newsweek,
are they at today?
Greenwich High School.
I've seen a few.
They
said that they... It was not what they said. They said this, you know.
They said it didn't spell out that?
Yeah. They said basically, oh, these initials
They're like, no,
don't
these
mean
are our
that.
Friends.
They,
the cover.
They were lying.
Yeah. No shit.
Okay, so, okay, let's take
Wait,
a slow.
So what do they do now for a living? I'm just wondering.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know where all of them are.
Well, they're on Tinder, Josh.
They don't work with her. She works in HR.
So,
Shame of Greenwich.
Here
that's
here we go.
What they called it. They called it Shame of Greenwich. They said,
here we go.
Greenwich, Connecticut, synonymous with wealth, blah, 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 blah. So rich, Trump, Diana Ross, Wall Street.
Sherrod.
Lindsay.
Sherrod's been there.
Burst the bubble of suburban tranquility, five white male seniors. Oh, they're seniors.
Yeah,
they can't even
graduated.
Do anything.
They were graduating.
Were suspended for allegedly slipping coded messages. That's not much of a code.
Yeah.
Of racial hatred in their school yearbook captains. The children, blah, 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 wealthy, private schools, very rich. Message was spread out across several pages. Okay, I didn't get that part. At the end of the go, kill all, I won't say it.
Niggas.
I won't.
Oh, I don't...
Oh.
No one noticed the offensive phrase until one of the seniors bragged to friends. Kids are so stupid.
You know somebody's going to brag.
Boys are so dumb.
You saw what I did?
The boys, all athletes, called the incident a misunderstanding. That's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
But they didn't want to lose their scholarship.
All athletes.
Disqualifying them from graduation. So fuck their shit up a little bit.
Good.
But just a little bit. Only the latest episode of racial conflict at the school is full of racial conflict. 19% of the students are Asian, Hispanic, or Black. Last year, from this writing, someone spray painted a swastika and the phrase kill tan sows. Is
what?
That a Jew?
Oh,
thing?
No.
On the back of the school? I don't know. I don't, they're
when
not explaining
it. What's it spell out to be?
It's a code.
Yeah,
we have to decipher
now.
It.
Like, what does it start
Where's
with?
Murphy Brown? When
what does that mean?
Wait, when was this written?
I will tell you right now.
So this school, what's the name of the school now?
In Greenwich High School.
95. This was in 1995. This was way back.
Oh, yeah. That's when it happened.
Yeah. This one.
Oh, I didn't know about that second story.
Okay.
That's
well, you were a child.
It's sad.
That is
In this
crazy.
Day and age, I just don't.
Why would you want to kill all tan souls?
What the hell is that?
Oh, wait, do you have your yearbook? It says that they launched an effort to retrieve the 1,400 copies of the yearbook and reprint them without the offensive phrase.
Yeah, they did.
You took yours back?
Well, I didn't get one that year,
you
but my
put
brother
it on
did
because
he was
Does
a
he
senior
still have
that
it?
Year. Yeah,
he still has the original.
I don't know if he has.
If he has the original, I want it.
It's worth millions.
I want
no,
it so
it's
bad.
Not worth millions.
Yeah. it is a rich neighborhood.
It's worth some comedy tickets.
It's worth something.
I'll tell you that shit.
It's worth a third trip to Race Wars. That's for fuck sure.
So Greenwich High School, this all kicked off this. So the kids got suspended, but they were already graduating, so you can't really judge them. Well, did they even release the kids'
can't
names?
Judge them? Yeah.
No, I can't touch them.
It's on the cover of Newsweek.
So they release all the kids' names. So we know the names. You can get the names of them.
I want
all of them to come on the show. We ain't forget about it.
Oh, it's in the Times, y'all.
Jesus H. Christ. Did you have anything like that kick off in your school, Will?
Not everybody was just fighting. Nobody made no newspaper, none of that.
Yeah, because the niggas was winning, huh?
Oh, I mean, this isn't like race.
That was
like,
it.
We did, so when I was a freshman, the seniors every year did this water gun like squirt contest thing.
Oh, here
shit,
we go.
You know what
okay.
I mean? And so like, what's it called? Assassin.
Okay.
And so like, everybody would be in like teams of two and like you'd run around the neighborhood, like whatever, like squirt the person, like they did it every year. So at the end of the year, all of a sudden, we get put in a code red because it's an alert that there's a gunman heading towards the school.
Okay.
And so, like,
half
we shut
day.
Down. So, like, two of the kids, this is before the busing program, so right. They were white. And they...
that was a close one.
Just making sure. Yeah.
But so they got suspended, and it was, like, right before graduation. Because so
they had real
be
guns?
To walk because, like, yeah, well, they had... No, they were fucking neon plastic squirt guns.
Oh,
it was
right.
Like it's one of those, like, white... Like, Avon is the antithesis of, like, Hartford, which it borders. Like,
right.
Where it's just, like... Fucking
Avon,
weird, like
so
cul-de-sac
wait, is Avon, the same thing as Avon Old Farms.
Yes,
Avon
oh.
Old Farms.
Well, Avon Farms is like a private school. In, yeah. Yeah, it's
in Avon.
It's like a boarding school. Private, is that all boys or is it co-ed?
It's like that's
he
want to
make
boys.
Sure he masturbating
no,
to the
Avon
right
all,
thing.
Avon all
no, no, no. I played. No, I was saying I played
I
Avon.
I crashed their
football.
Dances. It was like super fun for us. To, like,
Josh,
like
Avon must be
kind of pulling spring bottle.
Avon must be really white because I don't even know Avon, Connecticut.
I've never
you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah.
I played him in
white
football.
White people know how to hide.
When oh I God. Went to Kent, I played Avon in football.
Okay, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, you went to Kent? Talk about... Oh, yeah.
And that's white,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Emily Cass.
Yeah,
talk
we
about
played,
a white school.
Yeah, we
played.
We went Thank to Greenwich. You. We went to Greenwich to play against, Brunswick
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Don't let that gold chain fool you. This motherfucker's from privilege.
Hey, hey. Mm-hmm. It was only my junior and senior year. I'm still a public school kid at home.
You're still
yeah.
going to Kent.
And how was Kent?
If I had gone when you gone, I would have met Seth MacFarlane. He went around that
Whoa,
time.
Wait.
So it's black at the reason? Yeah, that's the whitest school in America.
What, Kent?
It sounds like it. Was it all boys?
It is. No,
no it's co-ed.
It's co-ed. Uh-huh. It's definitely a preppy school.
Who do you know who went there, Lenz?
Oh, family friends.
Okay.
The notable alumni are like Seth MacFarlane.
The notable alumni.
Lana Del Rey. Oh,
mercy, yes. You sound like a fucking
you
brochure for the school.
You just trumped every story tonight
all
with
right.
that
Good.
Comment.
Now I got my white privilege back. I got white privilege over the phone and the airwaves.
Yes, because of that voice?
Win.
Yeah, exactly.
So was it a racial tension in Kent?
Yeah, kind of. Once, well...
Who called you a nigga in there?
Oh.
You know somebody
did? I did have racial incidents there. And
you
there
know
were,
somebody did?
And I had racial incidents even with faculty there.
What happened?
Wait, faculty call you a nigga?
Really?
What do you mean?
Teacher call you a nigga?
No,
the teacher call you a nigga?
No.
The teacher call you a nigga?
No, well once
Might
they
be the title.
Well once they saw it. No, okay, so
it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Now it's too built up. Never
no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Tell
it. Tell it.
You're such a drunk.
What do you think you are?
I know you are.
I'm just
Who
working
are you?
With y'all, okay? All
right. Yeah. Right.
So no, well, one time it was over some chick, me and some dude, he was like
It's always a chick with you.
He was like, go back to Harlem. No, this is back in the day when I knew
That was
game.
The new
this
Africa?
Like, yeah, he was like, go back to Harlem or some shit like that. And I like shoved him, and then he told the deans on me, and I got in all this trouble. They were threatening to expel me because I like shoved a kid.
But what about him telling you to go back to Harlem?
Yeah, and he was like, right. No, well, that wasn't even the only thing he said.
The teacher said this.
He was AIMing me all this racist shit. And then, like, said, you should just go back to Harlem.
No a one... teacher was
No, this was, like, this was a
you.
Kid. The teacher thing was teachers doing shit.
Like what?
So my English teacher, for instance, he would always give me bad grades.
Right.
Once he found out I wasn't good at football.
Okay. Were you also very bad at class?
No. I was good. I was getting good grades.
He was like, well,
once,
no sense in these grades.
Once he saw that I was like not starting on the football team, my grades just dropped.
I wish I would give a bench warmer a B. Get the hell out of here.
Exactly. That's what it was. And
you
then,
know why you're here, nigga?
No. I even
no fumbles.
I even fucking tested him. There's this dude who's on the hockey team who was like a good friend of mine who lived next door to
white
me in the
kid?
Dorm. Yeah, white kid on the hockey team. Right. The teacher just loved him. He was like the captain of the hockey team.
Right.
Me and this kid once traded papers. Not only did the teacher give him an A+, he used it as an example, using my jokes I wrote in the paper saying, this is how you write a paper. to the whole class.
And that was your paper.
And it was my paper. I switched with him. The paper he gave me, I got a C on. And that kid always got A pluses.
Wow.
I couldn't say that. I would have got kicked out for plagiarism, but it's just complicated.
But wow.
Like that. But yeah, I was good at math.
And what did the white kid who you switched the paper with? He was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's what happened.
He shitted on you first. Right.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's like, we ain't switched nothing.
Well, at least I knew. You know, that was like my first taste of what the world is.
He was like, okay.
How old were you? How old were you when that happened?
I was like, maybe like 16 or 17.
Now, how did you take out that frustration? Did you masturbate? Did you break something?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you definitely told your dick.
Yeah, you did
up.
Something. I know you did. You know he did.
You had to. How else was you going to do it?
Thank you. You know
you
he did.
You beat something to death. We won't say what.
So did you tell your parents about this? I would have went straight to my parents.
Yeah, I mean, like, at that point, I had gone to them for so many other things that were smaller.
Oh, you cry, baby.
But there was, like, a lot of small things. And, like, at that, and I always expected that, but that was, like, the first hard evidence. But at that point, they, like, just heard me say so much shit. They just thought I'm in a stage where I think the world's against me. My mom was with a stepdad who was, like, this Puerto Rican dude who thought he was white, and he was like a conservative Republican Puerto Rican. And he wouldn't believe, and so she had him in her ears. No one listened to me. I mean, I was like sent away to school and shit.
Yeah,
that's why you went to Kent.
In other words,
to shut you up.
hey, look at me now.
Whatever
me
works.
Now.
You still didn't learn.
I'm here on Race Wars wearing a gold chain. That's
my gold chain.
You showed those teachers they were wrong. What the fuck? Will. You didn't go away to school. Your parents didn't ship you out. How many siblings you got?
I got a brother and a sister.
Which one's locked up?
None.
Look at your family. Look at them. Oh, church niggas.
But they just obey the law. That's it. You know?
They obey the law. Law-abiding, God-fearing blacks.
Nah, you just can't break the law. I live on Staten Island. They're locking you the fuck up or killing you.
They'll lock a nigga up over there.
Yeah, it's
one or the other.
Nobody plays around over there when you like visit from another borough. I just keep my head down. Going to play ball.
I obeyed everything the police officers tell me. I got pulled over like 2 days ago they said my headlight was out. I knew it wasn't, but I just went on. Yes, all right, cool, it is. All right, cool, whatever you say.
Right.
Yeah, I want to live to talk shit on Instagram after this. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, shit is dangerous. And what did your parents say when you told them you was getting into comedy?
Well, it was one of those things. I waited so long, I felt, because people been telling me you should do comedy forever.
Right.
So I was like, nah, people, like, you know, black family, they just tell you that. Go up there and make a fool out of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I didn't ask nobody, but like, I waited till everybody forced me. And then it was like, well, you keep getting fired
from other jobs. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
What else is left?
And where'd you first go up?
The Village Lantern.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me too. That was one of my first spots.
Me too.
Yeah, Andrew Schultz.
And one of your last spots.
Yeah, had a
too.
Show down there. Yeah.
Oh, Andrew.
Schultz. He had a show down there. And Colin Kane had introduced me to him, whatever. So Schultz goes, all right, just do 5 minutes. I was like, all right. 5 minutes in my head, 5 hours. I never
Right.
You know what I mean? He goes, so what do you want me to say? I'm like, my name? He goes, no, seriously, like, what have you been on? I was like, shit, I've never done this before. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
He's like, all right, whatever. So whatever.
He gave you the Comedy Central intro?
It was the Lantern. I'm not even sure he did all that. He was just like, yo.
He's like, this guy y'all saw at Mamou's a couple minutes ago.
And how'd it go? That was the exact vibe, but Khalees Hawkins did the exact same thing for me.
What?
Just threw me up because I was like nervous. I remember I'd message her. She's
that the Lantern too?
She had a funny joke and I'd message her about it. I was like, that is so funny. And she was like, hey, like be brave and get up there. And I was like, okay. She put me up for 5 minutes. It was a lifetime. 5 minutes, your first set is an eternity. But if you know, like your first set goes great. Did yours go great? And then everything after that
great.
Was like
it was
bullshit.
Decent.
Right.
But like when I got
off.
But
it fed that motherfucking beast then. He was
like,
I gotta
do it.
Yeah,
when I got off, Schultz was like, dude, that was your first time? I was like, yeah, that was terrible, right? He goes, no, you all right. He goes, it takes people years to get consistent laughter. You got laughs on everything. So I'm like, yeah, but that's not what Chris Rock and Steve Harvey do, because that's all I knew was Chris Rock, Steve Harvey.
Right.
He goes, dude, what the fuck? Nobody's Chris Rock or Steve Harvey. What the fuck are you? He goes, those dudes are professionals and they're the fucking greats. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Just whatever. You want
to
do next
Yeah, you got to give yourself some time to grow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's how it works? And then he was like, you want to do the next show? I was like,
how long
yeah.
has it been?
8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Time flies, don't it?
Hell yeah.
Okay, how long you been on stage?
4 years.
How are you liking it?
No complaints.
No complaints. So it's addictive, ain't it?
Zero complaints.
Not really. I mean, I grew up doing theater, though. Like, I love a live audience.
What did you say?
So I grew up doing theater. Like, okay. I like big crowds.
Yeah.
I love, you know, microphone attention.
And what'd your parents say about all this comedy business?
Coming they from have my Avon sister. Or whatever. My sister's a scientist. So, like, she has, like, 100 masters. Like, they're set. So.
Oh, she took advantage of that motherfucking white upbringing.
She used that shit.
Yeah, she did.
Did she make a baby yet?
Nah, dude. Neither one of us are going to do that. They needed one more. That's where they failed. Yeah.
Same exactly with my parents. Yes. You needed, like, you just need to hedge your bets one more. Yeah. Like, they fucked
one,
up.
Exactly. They have some sort of security. I don't know. They're like, Tess is kind of a professional student. We're both kind of working for peanuts, I guess.
Right. And your sister still live in Avon?
No, she's all over the world. She's like going to Germany, I think, in August. She's in Cuba today.
Going to Germany? She's like, Avon's not white enough for me. Where else do we got?
No, yeah.
We need the pure shit.
Well, she was in Rwanda last.
What is she a scientist, though?
What? She's environmental.
Oh my God.
What in the environment is making these people pure white?
She's fucking doing the good for the planet, and your parents are happy for her.
Everybody's stoked on Tess. She got the better name. I mean, just like right from the get-go. Like, whatever.
She was winning. Are you guys identical twins?
No, she had an ass. She is like this big ass.
Nice.
She's into black dudes. All right, cool. Okay.
Tess is into everything.
Oh
really?
Yes. She's sounding like the better kid.
Tell Tess that I said, what's up?
Now, your parents were conservative?
Nah, very liberal.
Very liberal. What are your parents conservative, ain't they, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
My mom's side. My mom's Italian, you know that. I'm half Italian.
Right.
So, you know, they're all conservative.
And she still with the Puerto Rican dude?
No. He's long gone.
Look how happy you are. You broke him up.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Meddling. You be meddling in your mother's love.
I'm tired of eating rice and beans all the time. Mom, leave this motherfucker.
Your mother voting for Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Well, you see your boy de Blasio's running now.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lenz?
Oh, my God.
Come on. You know you love you some de Blasio.
It's awful.
Yeah, people are protesting.
This is an awful embarrassment. Just stop.
Why? You're not a fan?
He needs to just drop out now.
I agree.
I'm sorry. You don't know how to run.
You focus on the city.
After
right,
the MTA.
You don't know how to run New York City, and you want to go run the United States.
And you want to accomplish
fucking luck.
I just like, I feel like we're like the self-sabotage that's happening within like the Democratic Party.
Oh, shitting himself
just, like,
every
day. Insane.
What happened to The Rock and Oprah? I thought they were supposed to run.
No,
I was
they're
excited.
Not going to do not this time because this is a dirty race. That's
you
why.
Guys.
It's too dirty. Trump's
everything
in.
Is
so
fucked
people
up
of
at this
people of quality who are not unknowns are going to sit this one out, except for like a last chance person like Biden, right? Like he's not going to run after this.
We'll see. Yeah. What do you think, Willie?
He got a real shot.
Biden got a shot? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Blasio?
What?
Nobody took Trump serious either.
You're right.
Like, what
the
hell is this dude
But
doing?
De Blasio doesn't
really
have the Twitter followers
that
Trump has.
You really think he has a shot in hell?
I don't think so. I disagree.
Why do you think that fake German, that fake Italian got a shot? He's a fake Italian, by the way.
He
you're more Italian than he is.
Everybody,
they said the same thing about
76%
no,
of
Trump,
New Yorkers
here's
do
why
not
Trump
think
won.
He effectively
Trump
runs
won because he was
city.
Mentioned 10 times more than Hillary on all social media and news outlets. That's why Trump won.
Stop giving the Russians all the credit.
De Blasio is not going to have that, I don't think.
De Blasio is a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
I
nobody.
Think
I don't know anyone who's a de Blasio
win.
Fan.
Well, de Blasio, he did. He just made his announcement, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday,
and like
then he did Good Morning America.
Today.
And then some
everybody was heckling him.
No, he had some protests. He had some people from the Housing Authority out there protesting him. He had some guys from the police department protesting him.
Lost,
what do you think, Roy?
He lost the police department when he came out and said that they killed Eric Garner on tape.
So he was right.
Yeah, he was right. But
and they like, we'll show you.
Why didn't he just fire all them then?
Anarchy in New York
City. He tried to backtrack it. He's like, nope, you said it.
Yeah.
He ain't been the same since.
Beto O'Rourke is like dunzo, right?
He's because
like,
he was getting his hair cut.
He's old news. He like pulled out. He's like getting in the 3% everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever is working for him back home is not working for him right now. Like being cool and charming in person is not translating.
He tried to get a haircut on Instagram.
Yeah, he videotaped
on live.
Yeah, he did it live.
He did on IG live.
Like a day ago.
Why?
Who wants to look like a wet mouse?
Why have we needed that?
That sounds like a character you'd win the Oscar for.
Who has requested that?
First of all, he's just trying to look like a regular person. But it's like, motherfucker, we know what regular people look like. You wipe your ass, too. I don't need to see it.
I mean, I do get to the facts on IG Live.
But he lost me when he kept apologizing for everything every 2 days for what he said to his wife and something else he said. It's like, stop apologizing so much. Trump won without apologizing for shit. Right. Even when he should apologize, he don't apologize, and he won.
No, this is true.
It's like, you looking mad weak for apologizing. Every step you take, it's like, I don't want to tippy-toe through 4 years with this nigga.
Mm. Right. This is true.
You know who's the best that I want? Andrew Yang. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, that's
he wants to give everyone $1,000 a month. And even though that won't work, it's good to see someone's thinking outside the box, trying to do some different shit.
You are freaking out over it.
Calm down.
I saw the hand coming down from Welly, so I just thought I had to.
Because you brought up a good point when you mentioned money. Because I was thinking on the way here, like, that, you know, that the new thing is, should black people get reparations?
Right.
Yeah. Right?
The new thing.
I think
they've been saying this
Now actually catching steam. I think it'll eventually happen. It'll be like
steam about 100 years ago.
when I was a kid, we thought weed would never be legal. Like, I think reparations is going to be the next legal weed.
They're not giving us mushrooms
is going to be the next weed. And after that, it's going to be crack cocaine. Right. And then it's going to be heroin and then regular cocaine and then MDMA and then reparations.
I might get screwed out. They might not give half white people the
and then prison reform.
But like,
never that. over my dead body.
Do you think that they'd skip out on half white people for reparations?
No, it's just whoever you was related to.
It's going
to
be genealogical. It's going to be a very 23andMe.
Well, then they better do it now rather than later.
Yeah, just to get the DNA.
But what do you...
So you have to do it.
I'm half black, as you know.
First of all, nobody's
being the
really,
white daughter of this man.
Nobody's really talking about reparations on a Democrat. Nobody's really bringing that shit
just
up.
Let's have tax-free money.
It's a bigger story that abortion's getting banned all around the country.
That's crazy.
How about that? How about Mississippi and Alabama? Alabama.
How crazy.
Georgia.
Okay. I'll do you one better.
Okay.
I read today that they put that in place in places that are highly populated with white people because white people are not reproducing.
Because we know black folks and Puerto Ricans.
That's the white people's, let's say, fear for years that everybody else is fucking more than them.
They're
going to fucking box them out.
Remember that mayor of Virginia or something? The one who had a picture of blackface. Yeah, so basically, right before that picture came out, he had a thing on the news where he like admitted that like certain abortion clinics in his state were selling like the organs for profit and shit.
Oh yeah.
So right after he said that shit, like all of a sudden that picture came out. I think that was like the Illuminati hit on him. He let a secret out
about the abortions,
and now that maybe caused some chain reaction up in the higher powers now. Like,
but you know, they're just trying to get Roe versus Wade fucking
the whole thing.
Reversed.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's what it's a hot topic again. Joined them all today. So the whole thing is like part distraction, like part like weird like maneuver, and like just to see. You know what I mean? Like whenever like a losing party feels like, you know, they're like they throw something crazy. So
against
like
the wall to see what sticks?
Sure. Well, not even against the wall to see what sticks. They're just like, let's just like shake this up so people stop thinking about like the Mueller thing.
This is where liberal people start wasting their energy, because liberals are always trying to, it's awful, but liberals are always trying to figure out if they really believe it, if they're Christian, if it's a political move, if it's a finance thing, if it's an Illuminati hit or whatever. It's, first of all, it's all those things. It's a genuine Christian belief that they have. They don't want to be burning in hell for voting the wrong thing or whatever, and it's to amplify the unequal distribution of wealth in this country. If you keep poor people, not only poor but more of them, to grab up the poorness, then everybody else has more. And you better believe that the people passing those laws, if their kid or their wife was knocked up and didn't want it, those women would have access to the finest.
We were talking about this after work, and I have to agree. I want to look at those however many people that passed this law and be like, if your child was
what this law is saying is every type of abortion is illegal, and the doctors that can perform it can get up to 99 years in prison.
Yeah.
And I would look at them and say, if one of your daughters came home and said that they were raped and that they were pregnant, there's no doubt in my mind that they would do that. And how dare you look at women and say that you no longer have a choice on what happens. Fuck you.
None of those people are going to have...
Fuck you.
None of those people are going to have a black grandbaby. Well, the craziest that's thing, for fuck sure.
The craziest thing to me was like, so I talked to this guy from Newsmax, which is like this weirdo conservative like propaganda shit. And of course, like I can't help myself. I just had to like ask what he was going to talk about on a show.
Right.
And he like he said, well, you know, New York State just passed an abortion law saying that doctors could, after the baby's born, give that like kill them after whatever, and I was like this sounds like a fucking nut thing, right? Whatever,
out,
you know what I mean? It's just kind of like one of those things where I'm just like, okay, like you guys have all these conspiracy theories, like all this crazy cooked up shit, right? Mm-hmm. So when I first heard about the Alabama thing and the Georgia thing, and now it's just kind of like I couldn't tell which one was like something cooked up, like absurd thing. Yeah. By the way, the New York shit is like some other like crazy like other that has nothing to do.
It's the opposite
way. It's like literally like it's like it's already dying. They're just gonna take care of it now, and it's gonna be covered. You know, it's
right.
Like so but they flip it and reverse it, and then they pass a law that says something even crazier. The incest part of the law is the most nuts thing, because like what one of those like white dudes that all of their pictures are now like blown up all over Instagram are the ones who are like, nah, I want to get like I want to do a Lannister thing, you know what I mean? I want to like get like my sister pregnant. What the fuck, like why the hell, like you don't
wait
like,
that's on Instagram.
No, it's part of it. I mean, the incest is part of the law, but it's like everybody's posting the picture of all
honest to God, I bet one of them was like, I bet one of them was like, if we make it okay in cases of rape and incest, then people are going to be raping and incesting more, because they know if somebody gets knocked up, we can just flush
but
it out.
You could look at that the same exact way on the other side. If they don't outlaw it, then this is allowed.
Yeah.
The fact that they did it.
The whole thing is fucked up. That's it. You can look at both sides
like,
of the coin.
I feel like that's an easy one to
it's
throw in.
Shit. You
it's
know?
Like Gillibrand just went down to, I think, Georgia and said some type of conference about press conference about the... But a lot of people, even like a celebrity,
is
saying they're going to boycott Georgia and they're not going to tape down there, not going to film movies down there, which they fucking... entertainment industry is huge right now.
Yeah.
So people saying they're going to boycott and not play Georgia because of that bill, because of that law. What do you think about that?
That's going to strengthen them. Here's the thing. They're going to martyr themselves over this. Just like, right? People are going to feel it. Because a lot of shit gets filmed down there, so people are gonna feel it, and then they're gonna say,
pockets.
"You see how evil these people are that they withhold
Jew
from
Hollywood,
us
Jew
from
Hollywood
doing,
doing
right
it. That's what
Jew say. Hollywood hates babies. That's what they're gonna tell people. It's gonna strengthen the result.
But no, but the NBA pulled out, like when Charlotte did that stupid
bathroom
bill.
Bathroom
like,
thing,
you know, the NBA like pulled out of like.
Pulled out.
Just
abortions,
just somewhere
baby.
Else.
But they pulled out. They threatened to stop games playing games there because of that ban on the bathroom.
The
transgender in North Carolina. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with that. Is there still
a
transgender ban?
They switched it back.
Yeah, they
did
it
right.
Yeah.
Well, they're not doing it because they think it's going to be a permanent ban. They're doing it
if
to
Alabama
force the issue
oil.
Back into the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're trying to get it back in the
because
Supreme
now
Court because
they see that it's
Trump
stacked
got some,
with conservatives.
Yeah, got conservative judges.
Right. But who's the wild card, though? Gorsuch is like their wild one who's not doing what they want.
Gorsuch.
He's doing pretty much what they want. He's doing pretty much exactly what they want.
Someone isn't. It's like Kavanaugh or him, one of the noobs.
Nah, they're doing
is voting
they
not down the conservative
it's
line. No, it's not
it.
Like that.
One
is
going against Trump.
They tried to stack it. It's
not.
It's
thing
not
that
a whole thing.
About that has gone our way.
I don't think that's quite true.
What about
I
the Muslim ban? The Muslim ban
defeatist.
Was a good thing because remember he tried to ban the Muslims from coming in, which I did say thank you because we got a topic that week. but yeah, the Supreme Court knocked that down.
Yeah, but that was before.
Before he put
Kavanaugh
and all out.
Yeah.
It
was the what's his face, the one that was like the dopest like swing vote. That's the.
I just kind of feel like nothing is gonna surprise me anymore.
Kavanaugh. Really?
I know, and that's the fucked up thing is that in my mind I'm like I just wish that I could say to myself, nothing's going to surprise me. And you know tomorrow or a week from now, something's going to come up and you're just going to look at yourself and be like, I live in this world.
Do you think de Blasio is going to be number three now, or number two behind
God
Biden?
Help us. No.
In the race? And like,
God help us now.
I think he's going to move up. He's going to jump a lot of those punks in that fucking race.
What about Bernie?
Jump.
I hear like
oh, yeah, Bernie's still going to be above him.
Bernie will be there.
But he's going to run in every Bernie? Fucking race until he wins.
It's all about
names. He's 155 years old. He's I would just crusty like to see the Bernie-Trump battle. And he's like, I'm going to run.
If for nothing else to see the James Adomian and Anthony characters come back.
I just hear, like, a lot of them, like, don't want it. Some of them are saying, like, I won't do the Fox News debate, whatever, because, like, they don't want to go.
That's dumb. That's exactly where they should go.
Although I
thought
like
Bernie came off very personal in his Fox News.
I just want to see how they set it up, like, the stage, you know what I mean? Because there's so many.
With all of them on there?
All, you know what I mean? They want to see, like, those, like, weird, like, riser, like, a eighth grade chorus, like,
but some people might not even make the, like they were saying, de Blasio might not be able to do the first debate that's like a month away because he came in so late. But, you know, motherfuckers
he
are shifting.
He has a job.
If he gets enough pull,
he's supposed to fix the L train. Like, what is happening? Why are you suddenly diverting yourself to run for president when you have not fixed us?
People saying, why is he running
the
for
the
hardest,
today,
the hardest job in the country when he's supposed to be doing the second hardest job in the country?
Right.
He hasn't been criticized enough yet.
But the thing about running is that there's no downside to it. There's literally no downside.
It ain't.
If you're
it's
completely
not.
Unknown,
it's gonna make
your
you a
name
big name.
Blows up. Yep. You're mainstream all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You get donations from people. It's not your own money.
Yeah.
You're well known, and then just further. And it doesn't matter if you win.
It makes
not.
You most bigger than the, it makes you bigger than all the dumb locals who're gonna run against you for your next fucking. Like we don't know. It's gonna. Everybody's a superstar if you run for the president.
Yeah. Right.
That's it. In your local little dumb area, ain't nobody around there gonna be able to beat you.
Exactly.
I can't imagine that New York's happy about
you're still
that.
Not waiting on line at Subway.
The mood feels annoyed in this room, much less in the
city.
Yeah,
it's different. You feel it?
De Blasio might be lining up for a governor run or a Senate run once he runs for this president.
More realistic for him than the president.
But if he runs against the president, then he can get some of his points on the fucking topics. He gets some of his points in. And then even if he loses, then he's going to spank whoever runs against him in New York.
Right. Wait, is there a cap for the term for governor? Because I don't see Cuomo going
unless he can't come anymore. Can you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself?
I kind of wish that Wiener hadn't like been
fucked
such
up.
A fuck up. Yeah. Like I really liked him.
I liked him too. I liked his politics.
I just wish he wasn't
Anthony
like,
Wiener.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was okay, but he was such a fucking loser.
He was going to ruin his own career no matter what. Like, we all have that friend who's going to fuck up and not take care of
they're
advice
so
no matter
weird.
What
you're
you
so
say.
Yeah.
Wiener, keep your wiener to your wiener self. Like, what have you done?
And he was showing it to children.
He had so many passes.
All of these fine adult women running around New York City. He wanted to show little girls.
Little girls. And
because he was trying to be the dude he wasn't in high school.
Yeah, in high school, yeah.
Right.
That motherfucker's doing push-ups now. It's like, nigga, but you can't show it to the girls who would have been in high school with you back in the
right.
What are you doing? Arrested development.
They in high school now. You can't do that.
Development was arrested.
Right. I mean, if you're a bird man named Wiener, he must really stick with you.
Boy, did he embarrass that wife. Lord have mercy.
She took so many L's. She took it worse than Melania.
Here's the thing. When Hillary Clinton's got to fucking comfort you, that's how bad you had it. That's some bad shit.
Cold robot army just out there. They're there.
Hillary's like, I had it bad, but goddamn, girl. God damn.
I feel for you.
That's a fucking, But he just blew it. He blew it. He was all right. He just blew it.
He blew it past a comeback.
I feel like
you can't spin
and that
it.
Documentary.
Well,
he had a few things.
A bunch of stuff.
He had the documentary that was taping during his fucking fall. He thought it was his rise, and it ended up being his fall. And they taped the whole shit when he was getting cursed out of the deli in Brooklyn or some shit.
So I have to ask: if you think it's going to be Trump and Biden in the race, who do you think is going to end up winning?
Trump.
That's hard, isn't it? I'm
still leaning Trump.
Yeah.
But let's see how these debates go.
Yeah.
But Trump is so bang bang. He like Shucky Green, fucking.
I think Biden wins.
No,
Biden wins.
You know what the problem with Trump is?
Everything.
He sounds like a fucking idiot too. Every time he opens his mouth.
That economy doing
like,
good though.
Remember when
that economy doing good?
You sound dumb as shit though.
Remember when Biden challenged Trump to a physical fight? I hope they do that.
Old man fight?
They should do pay-per-view
get on, like,
for that.
WWE,
they
get Vince
that would be
McMahon
the worst fight. You want to see two 75-year-olds fighting. Yeah. That's the ticket you want to sell.
Celebrity.
Blubber. No,
nobody's going to hit nobody. Well,
I assume they both train for the event. They're going to be on TV. You want to have a good show.
Two punches, and they're going to be tuckered, and the rest of it is just going to be two men rubbing against each other. That's what you want to see?
Yes.
I knew it. Let's get to the point here. Let's skip all this one
punch. The conversation has changed now.
It'll look like fried chicken. There's greasy... Yeah.
Honestly, it's even annoying that it's this far out from the election because I feel like we're not even into the juicy, meaty meat of this.
It's gonna get so ugly.
It's gonna get filthy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like National Enquirer came to life.
I like how Rudolph Giuliani. He went to the high school. He went to Lachlan too. Big shout out to Bishop Lachlan, alma mater. But Giuliani was going to.
You went there?
Yeah.
I went to school up the block from there.
Where?
Benjamin Banneker. It's in Banneker. Green.
Okay. Yeah. It's near the Tech too, right?
Yeah.
But he was going to the Ukraine to try to get some information, was he? And then he canceled that Rudolph Giuliani. He really was about to go to the Ukraine to get more information for the 2020 election. We already had this Russian shit going on. And he like this, no, I ain't going to Russia. I'm going next door.
Yeah, we're going to get the whole USSR.
I'm going to go next door. I don't know. Is Russia there? What the fuck is wrong with these people? But I still think he's going to win.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we just don't know who, because I feel like this is going to be like The Bachelor, right? Like the one who like you didn't see for the first seven episodes sneaks up behind an elephant.
But who else do we have? We're thinking about it now. Who's
Andrew
in the
Yang, baby.
Right, no, but some like guy from behind is just going to be like, I'm going to win.
Don't say guy from behind to me.
And yes, the guy from behind
always
wins.
It's been too long.
Oh, Karen. It's been a minute.
maybe it might be a dark horse, a surprise. I mean, you.
Again, don't make Karen upset.
Dark horse?
It's called African American horse. Just because it's race horse.
It says, but you never know. Usually the front runner now don't win it.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
They it's flash in the pan as
Biden
well.
Biden is the front runner
right
now.
Biden's the front runner.
No, I don't
think
Biden
Trump is the front runner?
No, I'm saying against the incumbent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like it's gonna be like this, like I watched Bill Maher, like last Friday, they had like one of the guys who I can't remember his name. Feel like maybe he's from Ohio, West Virginia.
Okay, politician.
One of the 23 candidates. Sherrod
Brown.
You know, I can't figure out who their fucking names are. He seemed
this is not the time when you have to know everybody's
name. Yeah, he might
name,
be the one to win.
But this is not the name knowing part. This is the shit show part when everybody jumps in and makes a little splash and gets a little donations and then fucks right off. When
it's the first week of American Idol.
I want to run just for the donations.
Who's going to be the final 12?
I feel like this is a racket that I should have really thought about before.
Getting just some of that
now.
Money?
Running?
Yeah, just like fucking getting like a Kickstarter going. You know what I mean?
Why?
Like,
how did you run for president?
Taking that and going to like, go karts, you know, like whatever. Taking the money.
She's in the race.
But everything you heard it here. You can expense everything. Like, you have to look hot because you're going to be on camera.
Oh, it's all hair and makeup. They make a most of money.
Your tax bill that you're taking all of it. People that are giving you money. You're like, great. Thanks for that couture outfit.
It's like you can't even do a campaign without a glam squad. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You got to have a squad. Makeup, hair.
24/7.
Fucking Trump wardrobe. Blase blah.
You can't spell Dapper campaign Dan. Without I.
But Beto, like, that's why another thing. Beto, like, he just fucking phoned it in. That nigga got on Ashwash jeans. He got a button down that don't fit. So he like cute. A substitute teacher.
That works so well when you're playing small rooms. It does not work well when you're on the national stage. No.
We go like, look at this fucking country ass goof.
Get it together. Where's your donation money? You can't buy a suit? Nice Clinton-y suit?
Would it kill you to have a fitted suit on, you fucking animal? Have you ever been to England?
Yeah, Beto was a hot mess. Also, explain Beto. Like, I get his name is Robert and they call him Beto.
Because
it's
a Mexican thing. He's just trying to, you know.
Oh.
And, you know.
He was doomed.
Mexican. That's what Mexicans call Roberts.
I didn't know
he
that.
Was cool against Tom Cruise. He's not cool against 22 other like people that we all have to fight.
Did you say Tom Cruise?
It's Ted Cruz. Did I say Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
was he in a movie? Is he running?
Oh my God, can we talk about Ted Cruz's Space Pirates? Because that's best thing.
Oh yeah.
What happened?
Go ahead. I want to hear your take.
Go ahead.
Somebody.
Ted Cruz says that it is wants to ramp up Space Force, like put $1 billion in case of space pirates.
Yeah.
Because
the Somalis
like you'd have a navy like against regular pirates. You have to, but he doesn't realize he's behind. Like aliens are gonna come interdimensionally. They're not coming from outer space.
First of all, it's not even aliens, it's bugs.
It's about to be looking down, Germany coming and invading our space.
Well,
is that what he's saying?
No, I think he's like actually, I took it as he was talking about aliens.
So he's saying that we need some space pirates.
No, we need an army against the aliens is what he's saying.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Batshit crazy.
Okay. Now, how did you interpret it?
No, the best thing, this is what I like did. I spent, this was happening live, like when I just randomly decided to check Twitter, I was like, oh, cool. I'm like watching Ted Cruz like aliens.
Explain
so space. He was on like the, you know, C-SPAN, whatever, and he was like, we need the space force shit. This like for space pirates, because China, everybody is like can shoot down satellites.
Fair.
So we need space pirate shit, right?
Yeah.
Like whatever. Also, not necessary. Also, like we have shit on Earth that sucks. Like I said, bugs, oceans. That's what's gonna get
us.
That's
what you're scared of, ocean bugs.
We gotta be looking down.
Ocean bugs are gonna get us.
Listen, that's all fair, but I will be goddamned if the Chinese are gonna take space before we take space. Put $1 billion up in space.
You know, I'm just trying to take some space at a table.
We need space force for the aliens, I think.
For aliens.
Chinese.
So how you interpret it.
The best thing was that people on Twitter, he was responding to everything on Twitter. People on Twitter were like making fun of him, right? Because they're like making memes instantly, like everything. He responded to all of it. And I was like, no,
Ted Cruz.
Oh, my God.
Ted, formerly known as Tom Cruise. And so... He was like, hey, at Jack, like, why don't you put in the moments that, like, my full, like, you know, I was like,
Good for him.
I love that. Honestly, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard about Ted Cruz, and now I'm way into Ted Cruz. Put some fucking money up in space.
I got to bait him. More, like, he's banana so pants crazy. Like, nothing...
Space is the future.
Here's the thing. If anybody attacked our satellites, we will know who attacked them and we can attack them on Earth. It ain't like we gotta go out to space to have these battles.
But
what is he talking about?
You first?
You think it's motherfuckers in spacesuits out there with screwdrivers? What's that?
They're gonna get to us first from space.
Right.
Who's gonna get to us first?
Them.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
you
people are going
turn off for mic.
Space now, private people. Well, yeah. Jeff, do you hear Jeff Bezos is trying to build like a colony in space for the rich for like 1 million people? That scares me.
Why? Because you feel like they're leaving Earth because something's about to happen.
They know something's up. I just have to get my connections in order.
From your Kent school days.
Exactly. I call up my old alumni. I'm sorry if I sounded negative about Kent, if you're listening to this.
Space is a new frontier. I mean, it's going to be the later this year. People are going to be flying out there just to go into the first fucking layer of space.
It's not going
to
be cool.
For a 15-minute ride or whatever it is.
The first time up in space, the first people up there, it's just going to be you with like your work friends, basically. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. Like everybody's going to have to work. It's going to be, you're going to have a chore list. It's like, who got the oxygen and who got the whatever.
And then 50
it's going to be very
later,
annoying.
It's going to be like little red.
You're not
going to
be up there
like
that long. It's 15 minutes.
The little red hen or whatever.
It's a 15-minute
like,
ride.
You know, you get really jaded really fast. Years, and be like, the next like shipment of people is like, yeah, well, I fucking
10 years later, they'll have some Mexicans up there. And so just initially, it's not going to be cool. And then they're going to get some help.
That's how you
think? So you would do a second wave.
That's how you think it's going to break down?
I
so Mexicans are the help. All right, cool.
She's been watching too much Sci-Fi Channel.
Makes sense.
I want to do some pluggy plugs, Kay. What do you got? You want to plug some stuff? What we just talked about, Instagram and stuff like that, maybe.
I'm at Scotch the Cat on Instagram.
There you go.
So,
Scotch the Cat.
There's that. Lots of half naked photos. So you're welcome.
That's always good. That's always a good thing. Josh, any half naked photos?
I have a few.
Yeah, keep them to yourself, nigga.
It's a good half. Trust me. Okay, so
I'm getting into the
check out
right now.
Gosh Carter, GOSHCARTER. Come to my show at Beauty Bar. It's a lot of fun.
I'll be there.
Oh, Karen's actually going to be on one in a few weeks. When's your when are you doing
it? The 21st, but I'd like to do it a little bit before.
It's the 21st. See Karen,
there you go.
Everybody.
She's trying to rebook.
I'll have Sherrod a few weeks before. Everybody, come down. I'm just kidding. If you want to, you come.
A few days before the 21st.
But then, and the stand is reopening. Do you guys know about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have the first week of June. We're having Northern Discomfort.
Okay.
That'll be dope.
That's
know?
Coming back, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Willie?
I got a show at Stand Up New York this Sunday, May 19th.
Boom.
7:30. You can get tickets on my website, WellieJackson.com or StandUpNewYork.com, I believe the website is.
Yeah.
And, I got a dope ass show coming up this Sunday. That shit gonna be dope.
That's gonna be dope.
Yeah, I got my man Damian Lemon. He's on the show.
Nice.
Ken Boyd, he's from Houston.
Nice.
He's on the show.
And me, I got those bars, man.
You know, kick them bars, baby. Get the gat, nigga. Get the strap.
I don't fuck around up there, man.
The strap, nigga.
If this joke don't work, man, I gotta go back to HR and beg for a job or something.
We'll see.
I can't.
We'll see.
That's how they talk.
We'll see.
That's how they talk.
No promises.
You want to offend us looking this good?
And then the way you were talking about how we just can't leave our cell phones alone, I felt like
I've been
on
it my whole night.
You was on your phone. You had your phone in your hand the whole time. I saw you. I looked around the table. I was like, look at this son of a bitch with a phone.
I know he was in like some sort of diversity training or some shit. Like, oh, this is terrible.
There's going to be a quiz later.
She knows her shit. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Gotcha.
That refreshed my memory to a bad place.
I'm sorry.
Lens, you want to pluggy plug something?
No.
There you go.
I'm
nice.
A regular person that is refreshing. First of all, Kate's Insta is fire.
That's fire.
Second of all, I'm on IG, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, and on Twitter, Karen Kardashian.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody have fun?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure that you come check me out. I'm doing my dumb hour this Saturday at the Comedy Cellar.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
At the Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com. It'll be this Saturday and next Saturday. Yeah, so come through. So get your tickets, ComedyCellar.com. Go to SmallWorldComedy.com. And what else is going on? Make sure you go to Patreon, I guess, patreon.com/racewars, and get episodes and listen up and enjoy your family and something de Blasio. I guess really something de Blasio. Thanks for joining in, and we'll see you next time. Peace.